Friends, our guest today, Curtis Bowers with AgendaWeekly.com. He's back with us. We're going to be talking about a lot of what's going on in America, and he says the war is on and we are winning. I'm going to ask him to explain what war and how are we winning. And also, we're going to talk a little bit about the CBS, of all places, CBS News poll on President Trump's speech to Congress, and 76% of people approved. And also, there's another stat, 77% like the fact that Trump has plans for getting rid of waste in government. Another 77% of Americans like what Trump's doing on immigration and the border. And even with his handling of Ukraine, that's 73%. More of that coming up on Worldview Matters.
Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Friends, thank you so much for watching, for listening, for sharing this podcast. We're growing like crazy, and it has to be God. So, all glory to Jesus. The article that we're going to go to a little later, the polls that came out on Trump's 2025 joint address to Congress, there it is. What's the result? Well, a large majority, not just a majority, and this is, again, CBS. So a large majority of viewers approve of what Trump shared, and the Democrats just looked like entitled elites and out-of-touch idiots and the Marxists that they are. But I want to bring in an expert on Marxism and communism in America and how we can fight it continually. Curtis Bowers, brother, so good to see you. Thanks for your time today.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to be on.
Yeah, you've been beating this drum for how many decades?
Many, several.
Yeah, you spoke at a church. I think the first time I saw you was in Wisconsin. You came and did a sermon. You may have been there for a conference, but you spoke, and I thought, oh my goodness, I've got to get the Agenda documentary. That's when it first came out, and it is phenomenal. And I have been blessed to get all kinds of people that were in the documentary. I mean, James Simpson is one of them. We just had him on. What Manufactured Crisis? He's got a new book out. We did two shows with him a few weeks ago. And it's just so many great. Trevor Loudon, I heard of him through you. So thank you for all the work you do and what you've written, what your father has written. And we're just going to talk about some of what you've been putting out recently, because I think Christians in this country, gosh, we need a healthy perspective on all that's going on. So you've got two Rumble videos and shows that you did on Agenda Weekly, and the title is The War Is On and We're Winning, Part 1 and 2. So Curtis Bowers, if you could give us an overview on what war, I mean, look at multiple fronts, all the major institutions, globalism, education, the corporations, and then you've got our government with the right and the left. So what war are you referring to specifically? And then we'll talk about how you sense that we're winning.
Well, it's really a war for the free world. Is America or is the world going to have countries that are truly free, sovereign, independent, and where the people really are over the government or not? And my movies talk about what you were talking about there. The last 100 years, there's been a war going on, but most people were not aware of it. So it was behind the scenes, just subtly infiltrating and penetrating all the institutions of influence so they could change us as a people from within. And we've talked about that on your show before. But President Trump, of course, is a very unique person, and he was just the man I think God picked to answer our prayers. A very unlikely candidate in a lot of people's mind, and that's the way God usually works. He uses everyone to his advantage and his benefit. But I see that he had lived long enough in this country to see the way it used to be and to remember what it was. And so then he was, it was, the changes were obvious to him. So the things my movie talked about, he kind of lived that. But over the last 10 years, it became so radical, just the rhetoric and the agenda items like transgender, trying to convince our five-year-old boys they're really girls. It got so extreme, it started to shake more and more people. Then COVID came along, and all of a sudden, whoa, what's going on here? You take take the shot or you're going to get fired. What? This is America. What are you talking about? Or you go to a protest and you get thrown in jail for terrorism, or a mother that goes to a school board meeting literally has the FBI monitoring her as a domestic terrorist. Well, we saw all that in the blessing of it. We didn't like it at the time, but God was using that to waken the troops to understand we are losing our country, and it's getting very close to the end where they'll be able to finally get totalitarian control, whether we like it or not. And so, but that war now has come out into the open. So the war is on. I mean, we are engaging the war. We realize that our Department of Justice and all the things that were supposed to be there to protect the American people from enemies, foreign and domestic, they were all turned inwardly on those that love the Constitution, those that want to make America great again. And so that's the war. And I truly believe for the first time in my lifetime, we're winning. And what I mean by that is the troops are actually awake and ready to act and wanting to do something and paying attention to the politicians even after they are elected, which we've never done. We usually vote and then 4 years later we'll vote again and wonder why didn't they do anything we told them they should do. But so that's the battle that we're in. And it was, I feel God is being incredibly merciful to us right now.
I agree. And you go back 100 years, you were mentioning, and this is deeply rooted, this socialists and cultural Marxism and the radicals, what they have done in the major institutions in America. Didn't Antonio Gramsci talk about that and how they have rooted out biblical Christianity? But I want to touch on this idea that we're winning, because I think I need more of a healthy perspective on this, Curtis, because, man, I just know how deeply entrenched the enemy got. He took a lot of ground. You know, Bible says, do not give Satan a foothold. Well, we opened everything up wide to him in the last 100 years. But in the last 4 years, and I do agree with you, by the way, I'm glad. I hated to see what the Biden-Harris administration was doing, but I'm glad because that gave us the red wave last November. That gave us President Trump. That gave us more people waking up. And I think it's going to take a lot more. But let's go back and talk about winning, because aside from what happened in November and some amazing things, and at a speed that nobody expected, what the Trump administration is doing in the first 100 days, praise God. I think before that, would you say that we weren't really winning before last November? Now we've got a chance here.
No, yeah, because now we finally have some people in positions of power that I truly believe love America. I truly believe want to do what is best. It doesn't mean everything will be perfect, but they don't have the mindset of the Marxists that were wanting to do everything as fast as possible to collapse our system. That's been the goal since the 1920s, actively pursuing it, trying to do it quietly behind the scenes so nobody noticed. But then as you get to the final stage of collapse, it comes more out in the open, and that's what we're seeing. So yeah, it was, if Kamala would have been able to steal the election, I think within 4 years, it would have been completely done. They would have been able to implement the digital currencies and IDs and passports and the things that all of a sudden you are no longer free at all. It's just the illusion of freedom. And anyone, as was already happening for all the years of Biden, anyone that goes against him, you're going to have the FBI knocking down your door and arresting you. If it's for prayer outside of an abortion clinic, or if it's for peacefully protesting or being at the Capitol, even though you didn't go in or whatever, they were at war with us, but we were not fighting back. We were kind of just going, what's going on? What's going on? And I feel the people are there now, and we need to continue to put pressure on them. We need to pray for them. We need to actively engage right where we are. When they do something great, we need to write them a thank you note. I always encourage people, have a stack of thank you notes on your desk that with the stamps. And when you see something, a local, state, federal person do something that's good, you sit down and write them a short 2 or 3 sentence thank you note saying thank you. We all last week wrote a letter to the director of HUD for his God-honoring prayer at the first cabinet meeting. We said we want him to know, we appreciate when he says, we want you to be our Lord. And so we need to encourage that. And likewise, when they do something that is despicable, we need to address that too. Even if it's our guy, we need to say, hey, I voted for you, and I didn't vote for you for that. Please stop this foolishness now, or whatever. But those little things, I was a representative in Idaho years ago, and I saw when some of those representatives that were no good, they'd get two or three letters from their constituents, and it'd make them go, oh, we better do this, even though it's something they normally wouldn't do. And I thought, wow, the letter is still so powerful. Mm-hmm. It's even more powerful now because they usually get emails and they can just delete those things as fast as they come in, which they did even back when I was a representative. But a physical letter that's sitting on your desk, you realize that took a lot of effort. And that means I bet you a lot of other people were thinking just like that, but didn't take the time. So anyway, that's some of the things we can do to keep engaging in this battle.
Yes, the word engagement. And the church has not been very active. The church has not been engaged. And we are still trying to rally the troops, rally the remnant of true Bible-believing Christians to get engaged. Because I don't think, Curtis, people realize how close we were had Kamala Harris been president, won the election. I don't think there would have ever been another free and fair election. No. Really, people maybe would be able to go to the polls, but I don't think it would have made any difference.
No, not at all. And so, but here's the other side of this coin. They see what's happened too. Just like you said at the beginning, 76% of the people in America said, I like the things Donald Trump talked about, that they make sense, which they do. It's just common sense items that we've ignored for decades, but it appeals to the heart of man. Him honoring the 13-year-old boy that's fought through cancer and then making him an honorary member of the Secret Service, that touches people. And when those vile, wretched Democrats, old, wicked, decrepit, sat there, would not even applaud for that boy, I thought, you're exposing the evil within you. You have to have a heart that is so hard, not to even tear. If you didn't tear up, there's something wrong with you. Because a heart should be tender toward that kind of compassion, that kind of someone lifting someone else up that doesn't get lifted up, to have a great honor that's kind of overwhelming. Trump is tremendous at that. He is everywhere he goes. I've heard him in person many times. I've watched all his speeches. He always honors those around him, which is a wonderful character quality. He lifts those up that have done something that is admirable. And I love that about him. But they're seeing all this. They're seeing those polls. And they are getting desperate. And not to get totally sidetracked on this, but part of this war is, I think they will do whatever they need to do to win it right now. And they are desperate because they know they're losing worldwide. The momentum in all the countries of the world is we want to be free. We're tired of being censored. We're tired of being in the UK thrown in prison because I tweeted something. What are you talking about? There was recently, and it's graphic, but there was recently a woman that was raped in the UK, which is a horrible thing. She commented then after that something against having all the Muslims come in. She got a 4-year prison sentence. She's the one that was raped, and the rapist that raped her got 4 months for raping her, and she got 4 years for being an Islamophobe. That's not a free civilization. That's 1984. That's George Orwell. Yeah. But if you see what's going on worldwide, all the gold right now from Europe, they're sending it to America. And I only bring that up, that's like a flag. That happened in World War I, that happened in World War II. They want world war right now desperately, all the elites. All the countries of Europe are collapsing right now, economically, because they've been socialist. They've rejected the blessing of children for 70 years, so there's not enough people to work, to tax. And they need a war to kind of bail them out of this mess that they're in. That's why they're still, even though Trump is pursuing peace, they are going, what can we do? We'll put boots on the ground. We need to stir up a world war to kind of solve our economic problems. And so it just, again, not to be worried about that, but to be prayerful and to be alert, because these people, the Marxist communist apparatus worldwide that has penetrated all institutions of influence worldwide, there's no bottom to the pit. They will do anything necessary to keep the power that they lust after.
Yep, I agree. And the Democrat Party is a mess and chaotic. It's a circus right now, but that might be a smokescreen. You know they're working behind the scenes. They never stop. They never relent on their godless agenda. So we've got to take a brief pause. We're with Curtis Bowers. AgendaWeekly.com is the website. When we come back, we'll talk more about how we're winning the war and also some of those stats from the CBS poll. And that's next on Worldview Matters.
Introducing Patriot Mobile, the wireless carrier that stands with you. We are committed to supporting the values that make our nation great. With affordable plans and reliable nationwide coverage, Patriot Mobile is not just a wireless service. It's a call to action for those who believe in the American dream.
Get free activation now with promo code David. Friends, quickly, again, thank you so much. Our episodes have been surging across various platforms, Apple, Spotify, Facebook, Rumble, YouTube, our Freedom Project Media app. Thank you. God bless you. Keep it going. And I want to get back to Curtis Bowers in a minute. But first, I want to share John chapter 3, 19 and 20. There's a spiritual war underlying this. There's warfare going on at all times. And we understand the enemy will not relent. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He's the author of confusion and the father of lies. Well, I want to say there's people that are his disciples. And we're seeing that played out in our culture and our government. John 3, 19 and 20 says, "This is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come to the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed." Curtis Bowers, when I hear that, I think of Doge and what they're doing, what Elon Musk is doing, and Trump. I think of they're exposing, all the cockroaches are scattering, right? Your quick thoughts on that before we jump into this poll.
Yeah, well, we're finding that that's how they've been funding their side forever. I always kind of wonder, I go, how do they always have so much money? Are they just more generous than we are, which didn't make any sense? And it turns out, no, they weren't. Even the billionaires like Soros, all the money he gave to the radical causes, we now know, were just our tax dollars funneled through his nonprofits to get control and influence, but it wasn't even his own money. They won't spend one penny. Our side is generous because of our Christian heritage of loving our neighbor. So, no, that's what I'm saying, is we defund them and continue to expose the evil. I don't know what they're going to do, but it's very interesting times, but I'm so grateful. God loves justice to be done.
So I hear Christians, well-meaning Christians, say things like, well, you know what? We need to be compassionate. We need to compromise at times. We need to reach across the aisle. And I believe, Curtis, you cannot... How do you reach across the aisle and partner with someone who wants to kill preborn babies in mothers' wombs and mutilate young children, who hate America, who want socialism and theft, and who want to censor you? How do you lock arms with someone like that? And I want to read a quote, and then I'll let you respond about Trump's speech. Allie Beth Stuckey said this on X: "This time, Trump isn't here to make friends. He's not here to reach across the aisle. He's not here to be nice. He is here to put American interests first, no matter what his enemies think. That's exactly what I voted for." Curtis, your thoughts?
Unfortunately, the Democratic Party has become an evil criminal institution. Yes. If you study it, everything they support is death, destruction, theft from taxpayers, abuse of things and everything. There's nothing good. There's not one plank in their platform we would look at as a Bible-believing Christian and go, oh, that's pretty good. Not one. And so you realize they've been captured, and they were captured. Back in the 70s, that wasn't true. They had one of the best Democrat congressmen of all was Larry McDonald. So, no, but they had some great people, but they were slowly captured, and now they're just a radical force. And so to compromise with evil is evil. You can't go halfway. You know, the blackest of all lies is a lie that's half truth. And we don't want to be involved in that.
I like that. To compromise with evil is evil. You can't join yourself with darkness. And we've got to know how to respond to that, because a lot of people say, you know, we need to reach across the aisle. Otherwise, we're no better than the Democrats and the left. No, it doesn't work that way anywhere. We saw what they're capable of in the last 4 years, and then during the Obama-Biden administration. But so the poll, Trump spent, according to people, 63% of the issues that they care about, he talked about. That was a good thing from the poll. Another thing is 68% said Trump's speech made them feel hopeful. 54% said that what he talked about made them feel proud to be an American, and that we've got so many more. Only 46% felt it was divisive, and you know those were probably Democrats. And one more, does he have a clear plan for inflation? 68% think he does and what he's trying to do. So we mentioned the 77s earlier to start off this show today, that like what he's doing with DOGE, like what he's doing on the border. Curtis, your thoughts on this idea that our people waking up after seeing what the left did, because you know them by their fruits, are more people sincerely waking up and going, okay, even independents are saying, all right, we love what he's doing right now.
Absolutely. I mean, everyone has lived through the consequences of the actions of the Democrats, all the years of Obama, then even George W. Bush, who was kind of a counterfeit. He had a lot of no good things going on too. Yes. And then the first 4 years of Trump, the first 3 years before they launched the COVID, things were going really good in America. The black and Hispanic unemployment was the lowest it had ever been in history. It was also the first time in decades that real wages were rising faster than inflation. So people were actually getting richer and having more money to pay their bills. And so they lived through that. And then you have 4 years of Biden where it's just, you know, 30% inflation over the 4 years or more. And you had everyone struggling with everything. And you had America just being mocked and laughed at all over the world because you have a leader that everyone knows is senile. And that's not his fault. It's the people that would be so evil as to prop him up there, like his wife, who is just she's a viper in my mind. That would anyone that would abuse their own husband so you can be in a position of power is unthinkable. But they saw that. So it's kind of the proof's in the pudding, like the old commercial. And so I think people realize Trump is capable too. I think one of the most encouraging things to me, David, over the last couple months as he's put the different people in place is it's been rare to ever actually have a sharp person in a position of power. Usually they're just nice people. They're not sharp. They're just friendly, nice people. But when you actually get sharp people in there, it exposes what dullards, you know, have a J.D. Vance, you know, debate any of the Democrat congressmen and they would look like an absolute fool. Have, you know, Elon Musk or even Donald Trump. He can clearly communicate what is important to us because it's important to him. And I think, yeah, that's one of his great gifts. He's like a great coach. He's just like Ronald Reagan. When I was young, when he got elected, I even as a young man listened to his speeches and it was so encouraging. He made you proud to be an American. He made you want to go do something productive with your life and want to make a difference. And so I think Trump is a model like that in that he has been very successful himself, but he loves seeing other people rise up too. And I think it's exciting times for those reasons. It doesn't mean it's all going to be a cakewalk or anything at all. Yeah. And those that are listening, I know most of your audience, David, are Christian people. Mm-hmm. And I just want to encourage you all, we need to be praying for them, for their salvation first and foremost. Have a list of all his cabinet there and pray for each one of them. They would truly be born again because then that light would shine to the world. They would see the changed person. And so it would glorify Jesus, obviously. But it would also help them have the discernment to decipher between what sounds good and what is good, what looks good and what is right. So it's our part in this is to be faithful prayer warriors. And yes, they're going to make some mistakes and do some things, and we need to let them know when they do. Hey, we didn't elect you for that. But we need to not give up so quickly. This week I was listening to some podcasts. They're already completely given up on everything because a few things have happened that aren't the best. And I'm like, oh, I think God's doing something and we want to be a part of that. So our part is prayer warriors and activists are very vital in it.
And he has assembled an amazing cabinet. Pete Hegseth, Pam Bondi, Marco Rubio, Kristi Noem, and Tom Homan. I mean, you go on down the list, and a lot of these people are believers. But I want to ask you briefly before we run out of time, 3 minutes left, Curtis. I knew it would go by fast with you. In your video, The War is On and We Are Winning, in part two, we heard from General Michael Flynn, and we also saw Kash Patel talking about the FBI launching a probe into James Comey's unofficial honeypot operation targeting Trump in the 2016. I know you're going to have a hard time, maybe not, you're a pro, summing this up. Like, is there hope for justice for some of these people?
I feel like they're really pursuing that, which is so vital. So those in positions of power know once and for all, you're not above the law. You break the law, you're going to prison. My hope and prayer, I pray God help there to be justice, where hundreds of people go to prison that did criminal activity. It's not vengeance, it's justice. It's like, no, you used the FBI for your own ends. You need to go to prison because that's a crime. And so I'm hoping and praying that really does happen. It looks like they're pursuing those paths. We need to, again, stay vigilant in our contacting them and in our prayer to God that he would make their hearts firm in that resolve to make sure that those who did criminal activity will pay the penalty for that. I think it'll be refreshing to everyone in America to see the first one of them go to prison and the next one, because it's vexed my spirit my whole life when I've always seen, why are those in power? They never are held accountable That's for right. their actions, and all the rest of us are.
That's right. I want to be proved wrong, because for decades I've been saying, especially liberal Democrats have been above the law. We saw that with Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. We saw that with Obama and more and more and more. But what they did in the last 4 years, I hope Kash Patel follows through on this. And I hope Pam Bondi. I mean, I have faith in what they're going to do. So I just hope they have time and the resources to do it. But I want to send people to Curtis Bauer's Agenda on Rumble. Please follow Curtis on Rumble, friends, and also the website agendaweekly.com. Curtis, you mentioned praying for America, praying for President Trump and his cabinet. Any final thoughts in about 30 seconds?
Well, I would be optimistic. I would be thankful and grateful to God for what he's doing. And it's a pivotal time. I'd be aware of what's going on. I feel they could pull something out of the blue to try to just wreck Trump's presidency and everything. So I think it's a time to be vigilant and active and purposeful in what we do, because it's a great time to be alive. Very interesting days.
Yeah. That's for sure. And we have to understand the spiritual battle. You're right. They're probably working on something to sabotage, right? Another crisis. Brother, thank you again for your voice, for just speaking the truth and just getting the remnant to get engaged. I love you, brother. And thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Friends, praise God. Thank you for sharing the podcast. God bless you. And as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.